Hi there, stranger. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. It's just, you've been staring at me all night. It felt like you needed a push, so here I am. My name? How about we keep the names out of this? Not mysterious, I just like one-night connections better. Being able to be just a stranger to you than disappearing forever. It has its beauty, no? Tell you what. We can get out of here right now, if you promise me this. No names and no taking pictures. I just want to be in your memory tonight. How about that? Cool. I think I'm in the mood for ice cream. What do you say? Oh, hell no. We're not getting food in here, honey. Expensive and bad food? No. Let's go. I know a place. Oh, would you look at that? Stars look great today. Oh, sorry. I tend to get distracted when I see the stars. Yeah, it's an obsession since I was a kid. No, it's okay for you to ask. I said no names. Stories are on the table still. I think it happened in kindergarten. There was a planetarium event going on and they asked us to lie on the floor. I was next to my crush at the time. There was a projector in the middle of the room, and it was projecting, like, real stars and real galaxies. All the guys explained things to us about the universe and how big it was, and at some point, he asked us to close our eyes, and only open them when he said so. And my crush was, like, holding my finger, like the way you do when, like, you pink promise something to someone, right? And as the dude kept talking about the universe, there was, like, ambient music going on. And I remember it just faded to silence, right? Then he told us to open our eyes, and the room was infested with stars. And my crush held my hand for the first time. I think that was when I realized I enjoy stargazing and holding hands. So to this day, starry nights like this make me really happy. Oh, we're here. Yeah, it's right by the lake. It's why I like it so much. We can go sit by it when we get our orders. Huh, pretty empty. Hey, John. I'll have the usual. Vanilla and chocolate. You know it. How about you? Here's the menu. Ooh, great choice. It's one of the best ones in here. You'll see. So, do you want to tell me a bit about yourself? I don't know, a story. One you like. That was really lovely. Thank you for sharing. Oh, thanks, John. Here you go. Relaxing, right? I love this place. A question? Sure, let's hear it. Why be a stranger? Well, because this way you don't know me. And since you don't know me, you have nothing to lose. You can be yourself, and so can I. Plus, You will never see me again. So we're free from the risk of labeling things in the future, girlfriend, friend with benefits. I feel like when you label things, there is a bunch of other social obligations that come with it. What is a girlfriend? A person who loves you, supports you, brings you joy. Are in those things friends do as well? I feel like labels can make relationships way more complicated than they need to be. Do you need my name to know what happens when I do this? For example. Do you need my name to know what I do to you just by looking into your eyes? Do you need my name to know how turned on you are just by the idea of fucking me? I don't think so. Which is why today, I just want to be your mysterious memory. You live nearby. Are you sure that's what you want? A stranger in your house? You trust people way too easily, you know that? Okay, we can do that. Oh, this is beautiful. Mind if I sit on the bed? Oh, this is so soft. Hey. Come here, silly. It's your house. Getting shy now, are we? Hey. Look at me. It's okay. It's just me. I am just a very hot woman who is dying to sit on your lap right now. Nothing to worry about. I want this just as much as you do. I promise. Better. You're so beautiful. Yeah, you are. No, 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 don't take anything off yet. I'm gonna get you hard for me first, okay? Move me the way you like it. I can't take it anymore. I need you in my mouth. Take these off. No, I want you to come in my mouth. Please. No, I don't need to breathe. I want it all. Please. Me how you want it. Feels good. Yeah. Look at me, darling. That's it. You're so fucking beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. How does it feel? Good. Yeah. And now. That's a better sound. Can you feel how wet I am for you? Yeah. Fuck, you feel so good. Ah, yes. Yes, right there. I love it when you touch me. Over. Fuck. You're moving like that a lot. How about you let me do some work? Yeah, stay still, let me move for you. Mm-hmm. I could ride you forever. Fuck. More. Yeah. Come inside me. Yes, please. I need you inside me. I need you to come inside me, please. Please, 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 please. Are you okay? Oh, I'm feeling great. Come here, lie down with me. What? I guess I could stay for breakfast. Don't push it, though. You were so good for me. Thank you for tonight. Yes, darling. Familiar. Huh. Well, I have a very good memory, so I can assure you I've never seen you before. Maybe you have seen me somewhere you don't recall. Well, guess we'll never know. I see you're getting sleepy. You want to cuddle? Yeah, it can be a big spoon. Thank you for tonight again. Sleep tight, sweetheart. Good morning. I hope you slept well. If you're reading this, I'm probably long gone by now. I would have left a voicemail, but phone numbers. I'm sorry. I knew I couldn't stay any longer after hearing the word familiar. Like I said, I have a good memory. I would remember you. I had a suspicion. And everything made sense when your phone lit up with a notification this morning. Coincidentally, just as I was replying to my Reddit comments before getting up. I didn't look familiar to you. I sounded familiar to you. I just want you to know that I appreciate the support. Listening, commenting, upvoting. Even when I'm away for a month or two doing my own thing, you've never failed to treat me with kindness. And I value that. I really do. We'll probably never meet again, but I had a great time yesterday. I hope I can be a good memory for you too. Thank you for everything, and take care, my lovely listeners.